That might be the best intro to a song like ever. Put the mic on. Yo, for real, for real.
It's the new podcast with James Don and Mikey Q. It's that new. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from.
Welcome to the new. It's been that long. Welcome to the new podcast with James Dawn and Mikey Q.
Yeah.
We're back. What's going on, Don?
Ain't shit, man. I'm here. We here with it. I'm back.
Definitely. You want to talk about your little hiatus that you was on? You know, heard a lot of things was going on. I didn't know what James Dawn was. You know, I'm playing. I know what's going on. But why don't you tell the people what was going on?
Yeah, definitely, man. As most of you, well, all of you should know, if you listen to the podcast, that me and my girlfriend were expecting a newborn baby, and she ended up having the baby.
Congratulations, man. Yeah, we got to give a round of applause, definitely.
Thank you. So she's doing good. She was born prematurely, so you know, she's just getting her weight up. But everything is good, man. She's doing good.
That's what's up, man. And, like, as a new father, like, how does it feel, you know, first of all? Has it set in yet?
Yeah, that's the thing I was going to say. Realistically, it's like it has, but it hasn't. It's like, I don't know. It's like when I go see her, I guess it's like it sets in like, yeah, wow, that's my daughter.
Yeah.
But, she's, you know, not home with me right now, so I can't really say that I got the 100% dad feeling just yet. But right. I'm pretty sure it will come.
Okay. All right, cool. Was it an easy transition, you know what I'm saying, from, like, I guess, you know, not having a kid to now, like, man, I'm a dad now? Like, is it easy for you, or are you having some trouble with it?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, right now, I'm not really having trouble with it. I'm just, I guess, the only trouble I would say I'm kind of having with it is just, just trying to make sure that everything is perfect for when she does come home.
Right.
That's more or less my thing. I just want to make sure that when she comes home, she's good.
Okay. All right. That's what's up, man. So, blessings again. You know, congratulations. If anything, you have a good support system around you. You know what I mean? Our listeners, you know, shout outs to y'all. Anybody that's sending in congratulations and everything to James Dawn and the rest of the family.
Yes.
You know, we appreciate it. I'm sure, you know, I can speak for James Dawn here.
Definitely appreciate it, guys. Definitely.
And, we take it one day at a time. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
So, as we record this, right, I don't want to spend too much of your time this evening, morning, or afternoon, whenever you guys are listening to this. But as of this recording, Kenneth Petty, right, Nicki Minaj's husband, got arrested as of this recording today, or maybe last night, but I don't know. This is apparently his second arrest for the same charge. For those of you that don't know, he was arrested for failing to register as a sex offender.
Wow.
Yeah. In the state of California, of course.
Okay.
So, he's registered as a sex offender in the state of New York, but in Cali, he has not registered. So, he got pulled over back in September. And he was released for the same reason. He said that he was going to go and do it. He never did it. So now the feds are involved and they arrested him. First off, what is your take on the whole situation, if you have one? And secondly, what does Nicki do about this?
So my take on it, I honestly, I didn't know until you just mentioned that.
Yeah.
That's why he got arrested.
Yep.
I mean, you know, do I have a take on it? I mean, I feel like this was already coming. You know, he's been in the media for, things of that nature. So, not to, like, judge a book by its cover, but, I mean, it's like all he's been giving us is signs.
Yeah.
I feel like for that to happen with the whole situation, wherever they were at when he knocked the guy's hand off
of her. They was in Trinidad.
Right, yeah. Sorry. They were in Trinidad, and he was acting out over there. So, it's like, you know, there's only, in my opinion, like, a matter of time. As far as the Nicki Minaj situation, where do I feel like she can come back off of it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, not necessarily that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but what does she do in this situation? You know, she married somebody that is a sex offender. So now, anywhere she goes, anything she does, she is registered. Well, she is with a registered sex offender.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, in that situation, it's like, you know, I guess I want to say, like, not to sound harsh, but, like, you know, you make your bed and you gotta kind of, like, lay in it. I mean, or maybe this is the time for her to really think about, you know, is it gonna affect her? Does she, you know, how much does she love this guy?
Right.
And all that. All that comes into play. I mean, if she really truthfully loves him, then, you know, she's gotta go through what she's gotta go through and stick by his side. But I feel like if it's a time where she has to really think about it and really sit down and say, you know, hey, you know, where's my life going as far as with this guy, then, yeah. You know, I think that she should just try and remove herself from that.
See, the problem with her removing herself is that she's married to him, you know? So this is the same issue she had with people saying that she should remove herself from her brother's case.
Mm.
Where, I don't know if you're familiar with the details of that case, but...
Mm-hmm. Right. Somewhat.
So it's very similar to Mr. Petty's.
Okay.
Yeah, with the sex offender stuff.
With the, yeah that's a part I knew about.
The Kells Law girls and...
So,
and I'm not saying I'm not dry snitching. Okay, these are convicted felons at this point. All right. And no matter what Nicki does to say that he didn't know or it's not what it seems, he got convicted of it. So I'm gonna talk about his charges that he was convicted of.
Right.
We don't talk about pending cases here unless you're Tekashi, because that's a whole nother story.
Facts.
But everybody else, you know, we're not going to talk about people's pending cases. These are charges that have already been, you know, he's already done time for, both of these individuals. Well, her brother's doing time for it right now, and Ken's already done his time, you know, for these charges.
Mm-hmm.
But because of these charges, he has to register as a sex offender. Anywhere he goes. So, just talking about Nicki, and, you know, you brought up her Trinidadian background, right? And, oh, this is going to be Segway City, so easy. Mm-hmm. So, what we was talking about off air was, when did it become cool to be West Indian? Like, when did it become uncool? I should rather say, when did it become uncool to just be American?
Right.
And I guess we can dive into that, pause. you know, that topic, because I noticed it, you know, a lot more prevalently. How you say it?
I know the word.
Y'all know the word. It's late, guys. I've noticed it more in the last couple of years than I've ever have. Maybe it's because of culture being embraced more, but because the reason I bring this up and segue it is because Nicki Minaj went back to Trinidad. She is of Trinidadian descent,
right?
But she's American.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she considers herself American, but she's of Trinidadian descent. From what I'm hearing, they don't want to have anything to do with her at this point, you know, after what happened with her husband over there in Trinidad, which is a whole nother topic for a whole nother time. But she reps Trinidad, but they said that she does not do anything for Trinidad. She has insulted the Trinidadian people. So I say this to say, I say that to say this. When did it become uncool to just be American? Like, everybody has to be like some type of West Indian, you know, or Hispanic or something, which is great if you are.
Right.
But when did it be uncool? When did it become uncool to just be American?
We're talking about it outside of work and I'm sorry, outside of the podcast. And, you know, I would say, like I was saying before, it started a while back. The earliest I can remember was when I was in high school.
Okay.
About 04-ish, 05-ish.
That was like 20 years ago.
Feels like it. It definitely feels like it.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, like, I don't really know where that came from either. It just came from out of nowhere. I don't want to say, like, different cultures of music started becoming more popular, but maybe, like, I don't know, like...
Could be.
Maybe because, you know, I was getting older, so maybe that's just me noticing it and, you know, the music in my era at that time frame. But, I don't know. That would be my, like, the only answer I could give as to, like, where it kind of came from.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. When I got to high school... I think it is more so we were getting older. Mm-hmm. When I got to high school, there was so many different walks of life. I went to a very diverse high school. I mean, you had a lot of people that were in theater, a lot of people that were in not sports because we didn't have any sports where I went to high school. A lot of people that were in like were there for like writing and communications, which. Ironically, I was, you know, for communications, look at that, and, you know, for journalism and things of that nature, for music, if you was musically inclined and, you know, you went to that school again, bingo. But you start meeting a lot of different people, and prevalent was the word I was looking for earlier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. We knew the word. Yeah.
It was bothering me.
No, I know the feeling.
Nah, the people would have been in the comments like prevalent. Nah, like, yeah, I can say it. Yeah. I know words. I do. I might not act like it, but I do know words. And we know more words than just liking them, believe it or not, you know?
Oh, yeah. We try to get away from that syndrome.
I'm trying right now. I'm actually conscious and aware of it. Mm-hmm. And I am trying not to use like and
Yeah.
So you people out there can do a drink contest or something. Every time myself or Donnie says like or take a shot. Let me see if you make it. But anyway.
We're doing pretty good. So.
We are doing pretty good. Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
I jinx it, knock on wood.
Yeah, I might just have to throw a like in there just so they can, you know, just so they can take a shot. Like, Nah. But anyway, so yeah, I started noticing it then, and that's cool. But then I started noticing more and more people not claim America. Mm-hmm. People I've known since I was a little kid, mm-hmm. wanting to be Jamaican. Jamaica was huge. Like, even there was a picture, full disclosure, of me wearing a Jamaican flag, mm-hmm. out on West Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Yeah. I was Jafakin out there, big time. But I was with a Trini girl, so she let me rock. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I wasn't Jamaican. I wore a Jamaican flag two times, actually, when I was on Eastern Parkway. But, again, if I want to go down to my roots and roots and roots, like, you know, my great-great-great-great-grandmother, mm-hmm. yeah, okay, I could find Jamaica there. Mm-hmm. But I don't claim Jamaica. I'm not Jamaican. I'm American. I'm right. Fully American. You know, so, and I am proud of it. A lot of people are not. Mm-hmm. And I don't get it. I mean, I understand being proud of being West Indian. I guess it's just boring. When you say you're American, it's just like, oh, he's boring.
Yeah.
You know, you know, I'm sure Donnie can attest to being accused of being something different.
Yeah. You know, like we was talking about before, you know, and obviously y'all can't see me, which we're working on very shortly.
Definitely.
But yeah, you know, I have curly hair. I've always had curly hair. So I would always get, you know, accused of either being Spanish or some type of Indian in my family. And that would always be a thing. They'd be like, oh, or, Caribbean too. I would get more so like as I got older.
Okay.
And as an adult, they would ask me a lot of that too. But, yeah, man, just like you said, man, I remember I had a one of my best friends. He, you know, growing up, never really had an accent or anything like that. Never right. told me he was Jamaican. Well, not that he had to, but it just never came up. You know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, we went to high school. We linked back up. And all of a sudden, like, yeah, he was, you know, speaking Patois, how you call it, right?
Yeah, Patois.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Shout out to all my Jamaicans.
Shouts.
Big ups.
Facts.
Yeah, respect, respect.
Big up yourself. Facts.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, you know, so that's what it was. I remember that just came from out of nowhere, and it just was weird. And then all of a sudden, it's just, you started seeing more and more of it, and it got to the point where it was like, I used to, I guess, get asked that before, maybe. So when I was a kid, and it didn't really faze me to the point where I started getting older, and they would ask me, like, you know, do you have anything in your, you know, family, or where were you right. born at? And mm-hmm. when I say, you know, I was born here, they either give me a real strange look, or they, you know,
like all it's of a sudden, crime or something, right?
Yeah, all of a sudden now, you know, we're not cool. Like, we could have been just, like, laughing and joking. You know, and they could have found me, like, really funny. That's probably what led to the question, like, oh, where are you from? Or whatever. And then there you have it.
Yeah.
I say, you know, I don't have that in my family. Or, you know, I'm just American. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's it. That's,
like, you just disappointed somebody or something.
Yeah, like, you know, fuck me. Like, damn.
Okay. Slime. Oh, man. I think I got the first slime in on, no, maybe you said it on a Tekashi episode. I can't remember. But that's actually James Don's lingo, you know. We stole it from him.
Yeah, you know, Rochdale. I can't claim it. Rochdale.
Oh, that's Rochdale.
Yeah, they own it. You know, I just.
Rochdale and Queens. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
You already know.
Okay.
Yep.
Southside, we outside?
Southside, we outside. Shouts.
How you outside if you didn't watch 50 Cent's new show?
Wow, wow, wow. Let's go straight into that, right?
He didn't watch any of the shows. Ladies and gentlemen, he didn't watch Power. How? Yeah. Get at James Don right now on social media, man. And, you know, see what's good with him. Because I don't understand how he's from, you know, the Rochdale area and Southside, we outside, and he didn't watch Power. How? How? Now he doesn't even watch For Life on ABC. Cheap plug. Every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock.
First of all, shouts to 50. Shouts to Southside.
All right. I bet it's shouts to 50. Like, yo, what's up with you? Yo, 50.
Oh, man.
Got me choking over here. Woo!
Pardon us. Yeah, we just having a good time, guys.
Thanks.
Oh, shit.
Some good shit. I ain't even smoking. In a second.
Oh,
man, but nah.
I don't really have a problem with the show. I just, like, I've always been, like, the type to not really, you know, everybody started just hyping it to the point where it's like, it became uninteresting, or I guess I became uninterested in it behind that. Well, so I don't know.
Well, it's over now, so you should probably.
The hype is over now. Yeah,
the show's done, so you should probably.
Mikey Q is, you know, he's he's on me about this one.
I'm glad you didn't say the other term that the kids use right now. You know, you just said, I'm like, Donnie, nah, we don't do that.
Yeah,
we're men of a certain age.
Yes.
You know, so we don't actually use those type of terms.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, so everybody should check that out. We're just, like I said, we're just having a good time today. We had a couple of things of mine to talk about. You know, the West Indian thing was something that was, like, on my mind for a while because it's just, I don't understand, you know, why it's so uncool to be American. And, you know, maybe some of the West Indians out there could chime in. Maybe the Americans that's proud to be American should chime in. Now, I will say this. I get the idea of not being proud of being American right now, especially with everything that's going on in our country and, right. you know, our president. And, you know, I can get it. I know this is, I get it. It's not a politics show. So, you know, we're not going to, like, force that on you because, honestly, I don't care who you support. You know, that's your right. I might not agree with your choice, but I agree with your right to make that choice.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it's not a political show, but I can understand in the climate that we're in why, you know, people don't even stand for America Beautiful, you know, anymore, or the Pledge of Allegiance and things mm-hmm. of that nature. People are sitting down for that, and it has a lot to do with how African Americans are treated in this country, how people of color is treated mm-hmm. in this country. So, not even getting into to politics, but I can understand why right now might not be the best thing to rep America. I can totally understand that. But that is what I am. You know, I am American. Just talking about not being proud, I don't know if you've seen the video that, again, as we record this, you're probably hearing this a week later, but as we record this, there was a video that went viral. Mm-hmm. With this boy from, or I don't know how old he was, this boy from Canarsie, Brooklyn, being brutally attacked by the police, and he was asking during this video, why am I being detained? Well, what's the problem? Why am I being detained? 10 officers jumped on this one kid.
Damn.
And this type of stuff happens all the time. Think about the video that doesn't come out. You know, mm-hmm. the incident that the incident that there is no video.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand it. I don't know if you've seen this video.
No.
All right, I have to show James Dawn the video.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Crazy.
What? What are they doing? Like, what the f*** is that?
Yeah. I just showed James Dawn the video. They said, according to NYPD Scanner's Twitter, they mm-hmm. said that an arrest video of a man in Brooklyn goes viral. Police say he resisted after allegedly being arrested for marijuana offense. This incident is now under internal review, NYPD says. First of all, you don't even get arrested for marijuana usage anymore in New York City, I believe. Like, I think it's just a fine or a ticket or something like that.
Right.
So, why would he be arrested, first of all?
That makes no sense.
Second of all, you needed 10 officers for this one kid that was literally screaming, pleading for help.
Yeah, like, there was... I'm sorry, like, I didn't mean to cut you. I know you finished.
No, yeah, go ahead.
But that's, like, crazy. Like, I mean, like, what the fuck? Like, even if, like, let's say, like, where there's a part where we missed of the video mm-hmm. and he was mouthing off to the cops, even if with that, all that warranted all that, that's crazy. Yeah. I hope that every single cop in that video, especially the first guy, the first asshole, who's like holding him, I hope they all get what they deserve. And I know there's gonna be some stupid ass, what would you call them, like conservative people out there mm-hmm. trying to tell me, like, oh, he should have just kept his mouth shut or whatever. Well, here's what I gotta say about that. We have rights.
Right.
Okay, like, not just black people or white people, but just everybody in general. And he's asking what he's detained for. He's asking why he's holding him. And, you know, he's not being, it's not like he was being violent or anything like that.
Right.
Once you, you know, once you had backup, if you were going to put him, you know, under arrest, why couldn't you just put him in handcuffs and then sit him on the floor?
Yeah.
I could be, to be honest, I've been through plenty of situations in my lifetime, pulled over for marijuana, or smoking with my friends or whatever the case may be. And there have been times where, you know, I've had to, you know, they've had to put, you know, handcuffs on me, or they probably didn't have to, but, you know, they decided that that's what they were going to do and sat me on the curb, like, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
But to watch that, that's terrible, man.
And you do see people in the comments talking about, oh, he should have just gave him his hands, or, you know, why don't you just comply? And it's just down the third. And it's like, okay, clearly he's asking, what is he being detained for? Right? He has his hands up in the air. I know you guys can't see me, but he has his hands up in the air saying, what am I being detained for? I do not have a weapon on me. All right. I am no threat to you. Why are you detaining me right now? What is the probable cause? What's going on here? Because if it is a marijuana arrest, why was he searched anyway? Was he smoking it? Was he, you know what I'm saying? And then, even so, like I said, it's my understanding, I could be wrong about this, but it's my understanding that you don't get a ticket for that anymore. I mean, you don't get arrested for that anymore. You just get, like, you get a ticket. You might have to appear in court or whatever, depending on how much it is. But
right.
For what I was told, you know, and what my understanding is. So, and if he's really, like, a kid, I don't know how old he is, there's no way all of that was warranted.
Yeah.
So, I hope the best for that kid, for the family. Again, we don't know all of the details right now because it just happened, but I saw enough, you know, for me, personally. Now, if it comes out that this kid was just shot up a church or something like that, which is highly unlikely, then okay, you know, fine. Right. You know, but we've seen serial killers treated better than this kid was in Brooklyn the other day. So, just prayers, man. Prayers out to his family and to him, you know, and I just hope that he gets, you know, some retribution for this in the form of, you know, a lawsuit or something.
Yeah, damn, man, that's crazy. This is like so much stuff that I feel like I want to say, but I'm just, that's terrible, man. Like you said, prayers go out to him and his family. I hope he gets to a speedy recovery. I hope he doesn't see any, like, you know, any type of, like, jail time or anything like that.
Yeah,
because you know they're gonna try and spin it.
Of course they are. They already, the narrative is already in there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Fox News is already telling us how, you know, he was just buying, like, you know, roll up and stuff at the store and all that. Like,
yeah,
you know, as if that means anything. But, you know.
Yep. So, I think that's about it for this show. For this episode, again, you know, just want to give y'all a little bit of content. Since we've been away for a little bit. Also, I guess we never answered the earlier question. Is Nikki done? you know, because we kind of went into the West Indian talk. I'll end it by saying this. You know, for me, and I'll let James Dongo. You're always one hit away, I feel. So, I feel like one hit will kind of erase or make people forget for a little bit about all of the other personal stuff that she had going on. But I feel like her likeness and her personality has been compromised so much that people just don't like her as a person. They feel they know her as a person already, and they don't know, like, they don't like what they know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if she's going to be able to rebound her career, quote unquote, because she dropped a record called Yikes, as we talked about a few weeks ago. And yeah, it got some immediate buzz, but now nobody's really talking about it like that.
That's true.
So, and then you got girls like Megan Thee Stallion on her ass. So, you know, and whenever Cardi B decides to come back out, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
I don't know, man. Nicki Minaj, can she come back off of the situation?
Yeah. Well, just not just the situation, just her overall career. Can she... we refer to her as the queen, or a lot of people refer to her as the queen.
Right.
Can she ever get that back?
That status. I don't know. I mean, I feel like she'll always, you can't take that, like, away from her. I mean, as far as the, because, you know, there's always going to be a new queen. Like you said, Megan Thee Stallion is on the come up.
Yeah.
Cardi B. You know, I feel like Cardi B is kind of quiet right now, but I don't know.
She's been really quiet.
She has been.
I don't know if that means she's working on a project or Is it because the last couple of records that she released didn't really they didn't really pop like we thought they would? I don't know what's going on with Cardi. I don't know if the like the novelty of Cardi B has, you know, worn out. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, it's like what I said. You're only one hit away.
That's true. I feel like, you know, I feel like it's not, you know, she could definitely come with another hit, another banger, like you said, one hit away.
I do too. Stop giving us 2012 beats. That's all we have for this week's episode. You can get at James Don.
Yeah, you can get at me at JamesDon007 underscore. What is it again?
Skyfall.
Yeah, see, yo, Mikey Q, you always got to fill in that bucket. I always be forgetting.
Got you, bro. You can get at me, Mike underscore EQ. That's my Instagram. If you want to get at me on Twitter and really talk that talk, it's at DJ Mike EQ.
Yo.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.